Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with another lesson from 1 John. In this lesson we're looking at 1 John chapter 1 and verses 5 through 10. If you have your Bible there, please follow along as I read this text. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, John gives us a central truth. God is light. John tells us that this is part of the message he and the other apostles received from Jesus Christ. This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. God is light. God is glorious. God is full of splendor and majesty. The whole idea of light indicates to us the splendor of God, the holiness of God, the majesty of God. God revealed Himself to Israel in unapproachable light, in the Shekinah glory, and He revealed Himself to Moses in the burning bush, and Moses bowed down and worshiped Him. God is light. There is also a moral aspect to the idea of light. Here in verse 5, John is relating to us the character of God. God is holy. He is set apart. And as He is set apart in holiness, He is the good God. And goodness is that characteristic in which His holiness is manifested in the moral law of God. Paul says that the law is holy and righteous and good. And if we understand the truth of the moral law, we understand the goodness of the law, and we better understand the character of God. God is light. And in Him there is no darkness. Darkness is a metaphor for evil, that which is contrary to God. The world is full of darkness, and God is full of light. We need to be extricated from the darkness and brought into the light of God. Now, how do we know that we've been brought in to the light of God? How do we know that we are children of God? How can we assure ourselves of our salvation? Of course, this is John's main point in 1 John. He wants us to be assured of the fact that we are children of God. Well, John proceeds to give us several if clauses, and he gives us the negative side and the positive side. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. If we have a confession that says we have fellowship with God, in other words, we agree with God, we're on the same page with God, and let's read verse 6 again. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, if we manifest evil and that which is contrary to God, that which is contrary to the law of God, we lie. Our confession is a lie. We don't have fellowship with God. And we do not practice the truth. The truth of God is given to us in His Word. And if the truth of God is actually in us, and we practice the truth, if we do over and over and over again the truth of God, our lives manifest God's light. But if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. A negative. A second negative, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have no sin, if we say that we are not fallen creatures, that original sin is actually not a part of our lives, if we are not children of Adam, and if we say that we did not fall in Adam and die in Adam, then we are deceiving ourselves. This is what John is telling us. Oh, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In Adam, all die. That's the truth of God. And we must affirm the doctrine, the truth of original sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. We are in deception. We do not know the truth. And the truth is not in us. The truth of God is not in us. A second negative. And then a third negative. If we say that we have not sinned, if we say that we have not committed individual sins, we make Him a liar. Yes, the truth of God is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There are none of us who have not committed sins. We sin daily in thought, word, and deed. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. We say that His Word is a lie, and then His Word is not in us. The truth of His Word is not in us. There's a third negative. Now let's look at the positive side. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light, that is, if we do the things we understand are right and good in accordance with the Word of God, if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, as God is light, and manifests His truth to us, we have fellowship with one another. One of the pieces of fallout is that we enjoy fellowship with one another, with other Christians, with others who are walking in the light. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. In other words, we receive regular cleansing from God through Jesus Christ. The work of the cross is at work in us, and our sins are being cleansed, and our sins are being washed, and we are being cleansed from sin. Notice the text again. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. When will we be cleansed from all sin? When we die and pass from this life and enter into heaven. We will be made perfect in holiness. Only at that time will we be cleansed from all sin. The process continues during this life. Then we have verse 9. If we confess our sins, what are we to do? We are to confess our individual sins, We are not only being cleansed from original sin and from our individual sins as we confess them, but this process is ongoing. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all of that which is sinful. He is faithful and just. He is faithful and righteous to do this. He is the God of the covenant. And as such, our great God is faithful to His covenant in Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ did in fact die to pay the penalty due to us for our sins, then this cleansing from sin is an ongoing process, and we can depend upon God in this light, in this cleansing. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, there we have it. A family way of life given to us. Family standards given to us. I put it this way. The main point of 1 John 1:5 through 10, and I call the lesson The Implications of True Light. Walking in the light, mutual fellowship and confession of personal sinfulness and individual sins, evidence, show forth your forgiveness, sanctification, and God's light and truth in you. That is, if you walk in the light, enjoy mutual fellowship, and confess your personal sinfulness and individual sins, this way of life, this standard given to us for the family of God, evidences the fact that you actually are in the family of God, that you are forgiven, that sanctification and growth is taking place in your life, and God's light and truth are actually in you. Years ago, I had a fellow ask me this question. Why is it that when we get older, it seems that we have a deeper consciousness of sin? My response was simple. Well, if sanctification is taking place in your life, and the light and truth of God are in you, the more this light and truth come to the fore in your life, the more you will realize your individual sins, and you will realize your sinfulness, and you will make confession to God, and the process of sanctification will move forward. This is the normal process that takes place in the life of the believer. I call what is underlined in red here the family standards. That is, if we are adopted children of God, we will observe the standards of God's family, and we will walk in God's light as it is given to us in His Word. We will enjoy mutual fellowship with one another in the church. We will regard the church as important and want to be in church and to enjoy the fellowship of God's people. And we will confess our personal sinfulness and individual sins. We will take this seriously. Walking in the standards of the family, understanding the standards of the family, and doing these things, not as outward observance, but as something that comes from the heart, then evidences the fact that you do have forgiveness. Sanctification is taking place in your life. God's light and God's truth are actually in you. In other words, you are a child of God, and God's salvation is at work in your life. You have been saved, and you will be saved. The assurance of salvation is being built in your life. Of course, this is John's main purpose for his book. He wants you to know that you have eternal life. And these are the outward evidences. These family standards are the outward evidences of what's going on inside your life. The grace of God at work in your life, then, shows forth in these outward evidences. Walking in the light, mutual fellowship, confession of personal sinfulness, and individual sins. And so, this is the main point of 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. The implications of true light in your life. And if true light is actually in your life, then you are being assured of the fact of your own personal salvation. Thanks for listening.